Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Shumos by learning Mishnah's Tes and Yud of Perek Yud Aleph from Maseches Shumos. So Mishnah Tes is going to discuss feeding truma to animals. Typically, you're not allowed to do that. If you have truma, it's also to be machal to behema. But what if the truma that you have is animal food? So karshine truma, if you have vetch, which is a type of plant that's like a bean that they would use to feed animals, so it's not normally eaten by people, and therefore it really shouldn't be chayiv in truma, but people sometimes do eat it if it's a tzarech kadol, if there is a shas al chak, and therefore mit rabbanan, it's chayiv in truma. So let's say you have karshinim of truma, so machilo sala behemel chayil tarnagolim, you're allowed to feed it, a kohen at least is allowed to feed it to his behemos chayos and chickens, because it's animal feed, and therefore it doesn't fall under the isser of wasting truma by giving it to animals. If you give truma apples and oranges to animals, that's wasting truma, but you give truma vetch to animals, that's what animals eat, so that's not called wasting truma. But it can only go to a kohen's animal. Yisrael shtachar par mikohen. So what if Yisrael rented a cow from a kohen? Machil karshine truma. He can give it truma vetch because it's the kohen's animal. The kohen shtachar par Yisrael. If a kohen rents a cow from Yisrael, afal bishem azon sehal love. Even though the kohen took responsibility to feed the animal, lo yachilen karshine truma. He's not allowed to feed it the truma vetch because it's a cow that belongs to Yisrael. Yisrael sheshama paramikohen. If Yisrael assesses the value of a cow before giving it to a kohen, before leasing it to a kohen, and he agrees that he's going to repay the kohen that value no matter what happens, meaning the case is Yisrael agrees to take care of or fatten the cow of a kohen, and the Yisrael is going to get half of the profit, meaning the animal is going to go up in value. So Yisrael says, I know how to take a cow and invest in it and improve it and make it better, and it's going to go up in value. So he takes a kohen's cow, and if the animal dies or it goes down in value instead of going up, the Yisrael has to pay the difference to the kohen. He has to pay the amount that it was worth at the time that that he leased it. So in order to calculate that profit or that loss, the animal was assessed before it was given to the Yisrael. So again, Yisrael shesham para me kohen. The Yisrael assessed the value of a cow before leasing it from the kohen, where he's supposed to fatten the cow up. Where the Yisrael is supposed to fatten the cow up, lo yachilen karshini truma. He's not allowed to feed a karshini truma, even though the cow belongs to a kohen. But the Yisrael has full achrayas for this. If this animal were to die, the Yisrael would have to pay for it. So since he has full achrayas for it, it's not allowed to eat truma. But in the reverse, the kohen chasham. If it was the kohen, it was the one that was fattening up the cow and taking full achrayas for it, then he would be allowed to be machilit karshine truma, because even though it belongs to Yisrael, but the kohen's taking full achrayas for it. So now Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah, is going to discuss cases where truma is tameh, where the halacha is not allowed to eat truma tameh, and the kohen is allowed to burn truma tameh, and he's also allowed to benefit from the burning of the truma tameh. So he can light a fire and use that oil, tameh truma oil, to benefit from that fire. Madlikin shem and sreifa batikinasius. But we're allowed to light truma tameh. Shem and sreifa means truma, shemen that is truma that's tameh, so it has to be burnt. You're allowed to use it to light up the shuls, ubabate midrashos, and to light up the bate medrash, ubamavos hafelin, and also to light up dark alleyways, even though Yisraelim are going to get hana'ah from that as well, because since the whole issue of getting hana'ah from the burning of truma tamea is only in a sumidir rabbanan, the rabbanan made certain cases. There are exceptions like these tzorchei rabbim kinds of cases, va'al gabe hacholin, and you could also use it to use as a light for sick people, even if the sick people are not kohen and brishos kohen. But that's only if a kohen is there. Meaning if a kohen's in the room, he's also benefiting from the light, so that's okay. Bas Yisrael, she says the kohen, if you have Bas Yisrael that marries a kohen, vila mudeit alavia, and she stays with her father, avia madlik bereshusa. So since the Bas Yisrael who's married to the kohen, Mrs. Kohen, is allowed to benefit from truma tameya that's being burnt, so her father can burn truma tameya in her presence, and she'll benefit from it as well. well. Madlikin besa mishta, avalo be besa evel. You could use truma tamea oil to light up a wedding, a place where you have a feast, but not a besa evel, not a besa avel. In a besa avel, you're not allowed to use the truma oil, even if a kohen is there, because people might remove the lamp from the house and leave the kohen behind, and then benefit from it when the kohen is not there. Whereas when you're in a Beis HaMishnah, that's not likely to happen. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beis HaEvel of Lo Beis HaMishnah, he says the opposite, that you're allowed to use it in Beis HaEvel because you're not going to remove it from Beis HaEvel, but you're not allowed to do it in Beis HaMishnah because you're more likely to remove it from a Beis HaMishnah. Meaning people are more likely to feel comfortable in a Beis HaMishnah because it's a more happy environment, and therefore they might come to take the Truma lamp out, so you don't allow it to be used there. But in a Beis Avel, everyone is somber and no one's going to take liberties. Rab Meir Oser Kan Vikan. Rab Meir says it's Oser in both places because you always have to be concerned they're going to take out the lamp. And Rab Shimon Matir Kan Vikan. Rab Shimon says it's Mutter in both places because in neither place do you have to be concerned anybody's going to take out the lamp. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Tess we learned that if you have animal fodder of truma, kashine truma, you can feed it to Kohen's animals, and we said that if a Kohen's animal is in the Rishus of Yisrael, it's not allowed to eat truma, you're not allowed to feed a truma unless the Yisrael takes full achrayus. If a Yisrael's animal is in the Rishus of a Kohen, if a Kohen's animal is in the Rishus of a Yisrael, it is allowed to eat truma unless the Yisrael takes full achrayus, and vice versa, if a Yisrael's animal is in the Rishus of a Kohen, it's not allowed to eat truma unless the Kohen takes full achrayus. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that even though truma tameya is not allowed to be burnt to benefit Yisrael, only to benefit Kohanim, you're allowed to light it bate kenesios and bate midrashos and dark alleyways with it, and even for a chola, provided that a Kohen is there as well. And we said that if Yisrael's daughter, who's married to a Kohen, is visiting her dad's house, he's allowed to use it as well, as long as his daughter is there. And then we had four shitos. What about a Beis HaMishnah and a Beis HaEvel? Do we have to be concerned that the Kohen is not going to be there? Someone's going to take the oil out. Someone's going to take the lamp out when the Kohen is not there. So four shitos. Either yes, Beis HaEvel, no Beis HaMishnah. Yes, Beis HaMishnah, no Beis HaEvel. Neither or both. Right? Those are the four logical possibilities, and all of them are shitos. And that brings us to the end of Maseches Shumos, and Bezrat Hashem tomorrow we're going to pick up with the beginning of Maseches Maestros.